huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here, and why are so many people out there bitching, moaning, complaining, having a go at everybody else, picking others apart? Oh, things aren't working out for me, oh, the world's against me, making excuses. Why is everyone doing all this? At the end of the day, life is very short, and I think you should take your art seriously, but not yourself. So what if you decided that you were going to enjoy yourself today? You know, you were going to go to work and smile at your co-workers. And even if they're at the water cooler stabbing you in the back, you're going to smile and be nice to them anyway. What about if you tried to make them laugh? And I've been doing quite a few speeches recently. I sort of come in and out of retirement as I get too busy, bored. And, you know, a couple of times I start getting those little tingles of nerves and put a little bit of pressure on myself, and I've got to deliver the content really well, and people are paying me my keynote fee, which is a lot of money, and I take this really seriously. But that makes me prepare properly and be ready. But then when you're in the room, all you should really be doing is feeling like you're in the moment, enjoying yourself. If you enjoy yourself, that transmutes out onto other people. Caring about the 300 or 500 people that are in the room, the 1,000 eyeballs looking at you, looking at them, connecting with them. And of course, take your work seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. Now, I didn't even realise I did this, but just thinking about doing this live feed and a bit of a Rob's rant on the podcast as well with you. When I go into the office each day, whether it's for 5 minutes, which it often is, or I stay there for 2 or 3 hours, I try my best to have a bit of fun and make my team laugh, have a bit of banter, not take myself too seriously, make them feel comfortable at taking the piss out of me a bit. I mean, I'm the easiest target in the world. Look at my massive chin, Craig David, Bo Selector face. And, you know, there's a big difference between not taking your art seriously and being flippant with your art. And by your art, I mean your work, your passion, your profession, and yourself. You know, like, you can get so worked up about what people say about you in social media groups, what the critics and the trolls and the haters, you know, are critiquing of your work, when in reality they don't know you. And really, all that should do is motivate you to want to be better. You know, don't be bitter, be better. The best form of revenge is to go and be great at what you do. But what I've found, and I'm sure you're the same, is when you've not taken yourself too seriously and had fun, and apologise when you need to apologise and say thank you to people when, you know, you need to thank people and let people talk more than you talk, you find that your art becomes better anyway. And I find that people who are, you know, very overly serious about themselves and very defensive is often a reflection of some of the, you know, the failings or of the lack of self-worth in themselves, because, you know, no one can upset or offend you without your permission. And I just see people everywhere, you know, barking at everything and everyone because someone made a little post and they misread it wrong, or they got an email and they got so offended because there wasn't a smiley face at the end of the email. And it's like, whoa, come on. You probably didn't understand what they meant. And like I said, no one can damage your self-worth or how you feel about yourself without your permission. So I've got a few little things for you to think about. Number one is prepare well and make your art great, and then put it out to the world and let it go. Let people have a little bit of fun and a bit of banter with you. Let them critique you. Because if you don't take yourself too seriously, I remember Mark Victor Hansen teaching me one time. He was doing an event, and the two things I really remember that he taught me was, one was that he had, I think, 6,000 or 7,000 goals, and I had like 4, and I realized I needed a lot more goals, so I upped the amount of goals that I set. And if you set, you know, if you achieve 1/3 of 1,000, it's better than, you know, 100% of 3. So that was the first thing he taught me. And the second thing he taught me was, if ever he got critiqued or trolled, he just agreed with them. He said, yeah, you're probably right. Thanks for the feedback. And he just moved right on. And I was just like, what? At first I was like, surely that can't be good. But he's like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you got a point. Thanks. Next. And he just moved on, and he just didn't let it affect him. Now, here's the thing. People are judging not just you, but how you react to others. So if you're emotional, volatile, melodramatic, aggressive to the way other people are approaching you, especially if they're just asking you a genuine question, then they'll think that you're going to be like that to them. And you know, you hear people say things like, oh, well, it's not what you do or what people do, it's how you or they react to the situation. So people aren't just judging what's being said about you. People are judging how you react to the situation. So reacting with grace, with humility, with gratitude. One of my very good friends and someone who's worth 200 million said the two most important things you can say to people often are thank you and sorry. And he said this, so I'm paraphrasing him, especially your PA and especially your wife. And I thought, what a great bit of advice. At first I was like, oh, that's a bit simple. You know, I can't do a podcast on that. But hey, you know, if you just say thank you and sorry and thank you and sorry where you should be saying thank you and sorry, then, you know, you just diffuse the situation. I had a meeting yesterday with someone who I really love and admire and respect, who's, you know, a really key member of my team. And so, something I'd been involved in, you know, put their nose out of joint a bit. And when I looked at their situation from their side, I realised why that was. And it was a fair point. They weren't involved in a particular situation that they should have been involved in. And a decision had been made that didn't involve them. And then I explained why I made the decision. But the first thing I said was, sorry, I didn't see it like that. I should have seen it like that. Just let me explain. I saw it like this. But you're absolutely right. I should have done that. I'm sorry. Then the situation was completely diffused. And the person knew I wasn't doing it on purpose. It's just I read the situation one way and I didn't read it another way. And then I learned from that situation. And 7 or 8 years ago, I would have got defensive. Well, actually, you know, I meant this. And actually, you shouldn't be reacting like this. And so, you know, I can't say it's maturity. I'm 38 years old and I still, you know, I'm when it comes to going to bed and watching Netflix, I'm 38 going on 68. But when it comes to taking myself seriously, I'm 38 going on 8. But I think that's a good thing to do and to be. So let me just summarise, and I want you to crack on with your day and have fun. Take your art seriously, what you do, your work. Care for people, create great art. Don't take yourself too seriously. You know, you don't have to be a wanker to people just for the sake of your art. You know, you sometimes watch films or documentaries where these great artists, and by art, I mean anything in general business, you know, but, you know, they're just like, they're tearing into people and, you know, they're acting like some kind of prima donna all in the sake of their art. You don't have to be like that. You can care like that, but not take yourself too seriously. Now, when you don't take yourself too seriously, you give people permission to connect with you, to feel comfortable around you. If people can have a bit of a laugh, a jibe, even a bit of a jab at you, a bit of, you know, banter, as we call it in the UK, that means they feel comfortable, that you feel comfortable with yourself. And if they can critique you and give you feedback, that means they feel comfortable to approach you because they know that you're not going to, you know, tear into them or, you know, be overdramatic. So it's a great sign of your self-worth. Now, you want people to approach you. You want people to say, hey, Rob, you know what? You need this bit of feedback. Hey, Rob, you did this. Hey, Rob, you said that. Hey, Rob, one of your partners did this. They said that. I don't agree with that. It's not in alignment with the values. You know, like, people won't give you the feedback if they don't think you'll take it. If they think you'll take it, they'll give it to you. And then when you receive it well and thank them with gratitude, you've got a fan, they'll pass you more feedback. And you've got all these little helpers out there in the world that are watching your brand and, you know, your reputation, and they're caring about you to give you the feedback. Even if your ego, it gets a bit defensive, you know. Sometimes people say things to me And I'm a bit, you know, I get a bit like, you know, and I'm sort of for a, you know, what used to last like 6 months now lasts maybe a half a second, where the ego is still trying to resist going, oh, wait a minute, do you, don't you know who I am? Don't you know this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah. Take a breath, smile, and the first thing you say is thank you. And then if you need to say sorry, or sorry for the situation, because you might not have done anything wrong, sorry that it's being like this, played out like this, listen, move on. Then it increases your self-worth, and it increases your ability, the thick skin that you have. People are never criticizing you as the identity of who you are. They're criticizing something you said or you did, but based on their experience. So take your art seriously, but not yourself. Have fun. Enjoy your life a bit more. For fuck's sake, we ain't got very long on this planet. Man, chill out. God, some of these critics as well, they just need to go and have a bit of sex. Go and have a bit of fun. Go and have an all-nighter. Enjoy yourself. Throw it out there. Let yourself... What do they say in England? Let your hair down, man. Woo. Anyway, rant over. Have a great day. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.